brought to you by Penguin.
Start Your Engines by Sam Briggs, read by Victoria Riley. Introduction. Spirit of the Games. Whenever the CrossFit Games come to an end, I always get a bit emotional. It's like the end of a really good holiday. Except instead of going with your family or some friends, there's a group of about 25,000 of you. It might sound a bit schmaltzy, I suppose, but that's exactly how it feels. CrossFit is all about community, and this is our community's biggest holiday. This year, I was even more emotional, as unlike other years, something important happened right at the end. Not the podium bit. I didn't quite make it this year. No, this is something else that happens at the end of the CrossFit Games. One of the most important elements of CrossFit is surprise. OK, boys and girls, they'll say. In 1 hour's time, we'd like you to flip a huge tyre 20 times, swim 500 metres, and then do 50 burpees over a giant hay bale while carrying a 70-pound sandbag. I've just made that event up, by the way, but I wouldn't bet against it happening one day. And boy, was I going to get a huge surprise when I attended the final ceremony this year. Every year, the Spirit of the Games Award is given to somebody who has represented the sport well normally over a number of years. It's the supporting act to the podium presentations, really. But because it transcends just one event and is indicative of the sport, it tends to bring everyone together one last time. After that, the winners take to the podium, and then we all go home, safe in the knowledge that regardless of how we fare in the coming year, either at the gym or in a competition, we'll always have and be part of our community. The award is always announced by Nicole Carroll from CrossFit, and boy, does she have a way with words. She starts the announcement with a speech about the person who's going to receive it, before revealing their name. Although it's easier to make a log cry than me, she always manages to make me well up a bit. As I said, though, this is the part that brings everyone together one last time. And as I was listening to her speech, I realised it was starting to sound a lot like me. As she said my name, I couldn't believe it. Walking up to receive the award, I knew that being a recipient would eclipse everything that's come before. Every win, every PB, every podium. It also reminded me of what we put ourselves through in order to be part of this community. The sacrifice, the dedication, it's all for the greater good. When the award was announced and my name was read out, the wave of support I felt from the CrossFit community was overwhelming. The award itself is a mounted gold gymnastics ring, which, when I look at it now, reminds me of muscle-ups, and subsequently, all the hard work you have to put in to achieve the elusive muscle-up. Years of hard work. I'll treasure it. I'll treasure it forever. My favourite part of the night was Nicole's speech. I've never heard our sport described so succinctly before. And once again, she almost made me blub. It's a good job I'd already had a celebratory beer to calm me down. She reminded us that we as CrossFitters have a common purpose of spreading health, whether it's creating the world's fittest or helping those who are facing challenges. She also highlighted the fact that the physical performance is only one piece of the equation. What we do transcends aesthetics or points on a leaderboard and should inspire us when we face our own challenges to overcome them with courage, grace, and resiliency. Despite having one name on the front, this book, as with the Spirit of the Games Award, represents and is about an entire community. Our community. I hope you enjoy it. Sam Briggs, December 2019.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?